It's Art Spotlight, and I'm talking with Joyce Field. And there are so many incredible operas that are available that WBAA broadcasts. And it's incredible that you can see them in HD. You can see them live and in the theater at different locations around the country, around the world that they broadcast. And Joyce, you're an ambassador, and I wanted to ask about the experience of seeing opera in the theater. How is it exciting to see the live opera?
Absolutely wonderful. The first year they started that, we didn't have it in Lafayette. And then it was the second season that it was offered and was only at Eastside. And as it happened, the first production, we had this violent snowstorm with like 17 inches of snow. And I was so disappointed. Well, my neighbors came and shoveled my driveway. We got in the car, all dressed up, and I barreled down the driveway into the street. And my neighbors are clapping. And we got to the theater. We were the only ones there. And then it was delayed because there was snow on the roof. And they were using, you know, one of those dishes. And the reflection from the snow prevented the reception. So the manager of the theater went up on the roof and he brushed the snow away so he could get it. And that was my introduction to MetLife HD. But I remember my husband, who was a professor of English, when we saw Romeo and Juliet, he said, you know, if all the high school kids could see this production, because it was so sexy and everything, he said, they would love Shakespeare. We wouldn't have any trouble teaching it. I mean, that's how vibrant it was. It was spectacular. And then through the years, the audience gets so caught up, they're clapping along with the audience at the Met, because it's such a real experience. The photography is amazing. And the production values at the Met are, you know, top notch.
It's also amazing because it's such a drama and story driven medium that it's incredible to be able to have the subtitles right there and able to see everything. And on top of that, they have folks like Eric Owens and Joyce DiDonato that host it. And so you get behind the scenes. It's really something.
Those things during the intermission, people don't even get up to go to the bathroom, because seeing the carpenters work and seeing all those hands change the scenes is so wonderful. People really appreciate it. But, you know, opera is such a multimedia event. The choreography, the orchestra, the choir, the children's choir, the acting and the singing, every medium you can think of, in the costumes, it is so all enveloping. We have a cadre of people. The same people come every single time. They wouldn't miss it.
My guest is Joyce Field, and there are operas coming up by Donizetti on the 10th of February. On the 24th, La Boheme is featured in these very romantic HD broadcasts during the month of Valentine's Day coming up. And these go through April this year. And then what's amazing is there are rebroadcasts. And I'm always amazed that these things also then are released on Blu-ray and DVD after the season, usually if the artists permit. Yeah. How did you get involved as an ambassador?
Well, I think there was a little notice in Opera News that the Met Opera was thinking of starting a new program. And they had an email address, and I responded, and I got a call. And then there was sort of, I think we had a phone interview, and this was in March in 2013. They were just starting the program. And one of the things they wanted to know was how you started listening to Met Opera. And what was your commitment to Met Opera? And could you help out with the program? The Met recognized that, you know, they were broadcasting 2,000 venues, but they really didn't know the people outside New York, you know, and how to increase the audience, how to attract people, how to talk to people outside of New York, in fact. And so they wanted people to be ambassadors for them, to greet the public, to try to increase marketing, because they didn't have a budget for marketing outside New York. And it just sounded so intriguing. So I signed up, and I've been here ever since. I don't know the commitment that the Met has to the program. They've gone through a number of directors. I don't think they really had a firm idea of what their expectations were. I think they're well, one of their expectations is that it would increase the number of people who are subscribers to the Met. And this was really confusing, the issue, because you want to make people comfortable at the show. You don't want to do a fundraising for the Met, you know, because people were uncomfortable with that. And I wanted to have an email list of people who are coming so I could let them know about things, you know, and send them out marketing materials. And I had to assure them that this was my private list and that it was not going to be used by the Met for fundraising. And then they became comfortable with it. I have about 150 people on the list. And I just send them materials, you know, before each show and remind them of the show and send them the cast and synopses of the show and little tidbits and reviews. And so it sort of developed some interest for them.
You said you have about 150 folks that subscribe to the list. If folks want to get on this list or know more, what should they do?
Just write me, jfield@nlci.com, and I'll put them on the list, and they'll get the email notifications before every show.
How much time does this take for you to, I mean, obviously you're working with Met, but how much time on average a week would you say you do with this?
A couple hours a week, you know, and it's stuff I'm ordinarily reading anyway, you know, Met reviews or, you know, opera news or whatever. So, you know, it's not a big deal. And it's fun to get the responses from the people because they're so grateful for all of this background information, especially about operas that they're not familiar with. You know, very few people had seen Norma, which has just come back into the canon after a hiatus of decades. And so many of them weren't familiar with it. So when you give them all this background information about Norma, it's amazing to them. Oh, incidentally, Norma's going to be shown on the PBS Channel 20, Sunday night at 2 a.m. So that was the production that we saw in September with Sandra Radonovsky, and it was spectacular.
Well, Joyce, it's great to talk to you,
and
we'll see you at the theater.
Yeah, thank you very much.